honestly, dude, it's really good to talk to people that are, like I said, like-minded with this. And to the people that are just listening to this, you have over 50,000 followers on Instagram. You have your own website, own course that's crushing right now. I was going to buy into it. I'm still probably going to buy into it. And I mean, you're just crushing right now. Well, what else can I say? So Ed, thank you so much for being on the program, man. It's just fantastic to talk to you, man.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the love, man. I do.
Yeah. So for the people that aren't aware, you built your own personal brand. You didn't buy any followers like a lot of people do nowadays. You earned it through hard work, grit, and just, I mean, talk more about that, like, and give a little intro to yourself on who you are and how you became so successful.
Yeah, no, of course. So for those that don't know me, my name is Ed Stulak. I'm a licensed realtor in the state of New Jersey. And, you know, my true passion is in selling real estate. It's actually in teaching and training realtors and, I guess, entrepreneurs and those that actually want to pursue bigger and better things in life. I love training, right? That's my whole thing. I love teaching someone how to get from point A to point B or whatever their point B is. Everyone's point B is different. So I need to figure out how to tailor a brand to someone's fit. I need to figure out how to tailor guidance specific ways, right? And specific lectures and different directions. Everyone's got them differently. And I like that. I like that challenge personally. So that's where the true passion lies. But again, for those that don't know me, I am a licensed realtor, but I do also train realtors worldwide on the importance of social media and personal branding. So yeah, it started about 10 years ago, 2010, I think. I was just kind of slowly becoming a junior in high school. I was getting out of high school, getting into hockey, and I got recruited by Penn State Ice Hockey, right? So that's when I went to ice hockey.
That's so nice.
Yeah, but then I got injured. I started failing school. Like, life was just like, you know what? I don't think this is for you. And it sucked at first. You know, don't get me wrong. Like, I thought school was the only way to success. And then I realized that, you know, my heart was asking for other things, other endeavors. So I was like, all right, screw it. I'm 17, 18 years old. I can afford to go ahead and invest a little bit and risk something, right? Experience. So that's when I got into social media, started dabbling with it. I was like, how can I grow a following? How can I get a bigger following and sell them something, right? Because it's free marketing at the end of the day. Every time we post, we are indirectly marketing ourselves, our brand. I don't know if people know that or don't, but it's happening, right? So how can you do it on a better level, on a bigger level, and do it consistently and better than your competitors? Have people break their necks your way, not theirs, right? How can you get theirs attention? Attention equals dollars at the end of the day, is how I say, right? So how can you get their attention? So that's what I teach other realtors and others worldwide, yeah.
And it's funny because we're both marketers at the end of the day. We, you know, we're in real estate, and it boggles my mind to see people who don't invest in digital nowadays with their social media. They have excuses. I just posted a story on Instagram the other day and people were giving me shit. They're like, oh, Sean, like all you preach is content, 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 but that's king. If you don't have a content platform right now where you're generating, and it's almost like, you know, people need to almost know you and how you react to certain situations and how you operate before you even meet them, which is kind of crazy when you really think about it. But if you can transcend not only the social media game, but just brand yourself as, oh, that person in New Jersey, you know, I'm definitely going to talk to Ed because he knows what's going on. He has a couple of properties down there. I'm going to go to him. If you don't have any connections, it's like a Google search, right? If you need someone to fix your house, you're going to go and do a Google search with someone to fix your house. If you need someone to, you know, contact New Jersey, you go to social media, you go to Google. And if you are ranking well and you have a big brand, then it's pretty much seamless. Because I was just talking to someone, obviously I'm not going to, you know, throw them under the bus or anything, but they're just like, man, like we're on a shoestring budget. We don't have that much content to put out. And I'm just like, I just hear excuses there. Like content, like I don't have to pay anybody for this. You know, I have this mic, I have a computer, it's all paid for already. So this is stuff that you literally just need a phone. You know, you need, I don't want to say you need like a, you know, if you have a Nokia, you should probably upgrade, but if you have an iPhone that you can go in and take selfies and take stories and build that content, then you're doing a good job with that. And you can just strive to generate leads that way. And it's awesome. I mean,
what you got, people overthink, people come up with excuses. I'm one that comes up with excuses as well, don't get me wrong, but I'm admitting it. Admit it, will mature and become better and will find their own solution. I'm also lazy as hell, but the lazy ones are figuring out ways to do things even easier, right? So now I'm starting to realize if I don't want to go ahead and edit a video or even film a video, I'm going to hire someone else to do it. And if I don't have money or funds to hire someone else to do it, then I'll get an intern, some kid that just barely graduating college, loves videography, is being forced to study accounting in college, and like, shit, here, let me throw you a bone. And if you like this and I like what you do, I will promise you I will get you business. Not just for myself, but for my following, for my realtors, my colleagues. You will get business, I promise you. And your passion will turn into money, I swear. Just give me what you can. And that's how I make my lazy job. I get a solution, like, boom, my problem solved. Right? If I don't have time to go and do this, hey guys, you know, my name is Ed, I'm beautiful property behind me and this and that, which every freaking property is beautiful nowadays, right?
Yeah. Right.
Everyone is the same. You got to be different. So that's also when it comes down to marketing, is how can you portray yourself to be a little different than your competitors? You don't want to be a Joe Schmo. You want to be the king, the person, the local celebrity to go to. How do you become that? You got to be different. You have to be different. So how do you be different? You got to figure it out somehow. But what I always say, right, and now let me touch on what I said before, right? People overthink. Instead of overthinking, don't recreate the wheel. I'm telling you to be different, but don't recreate it. Shit. You know, what I do is I take that guy's brand, I take that girl's content, I take this guy's captions, I take that person's video, and I mash them all together. And all of a sudden, wow, Ed Stulak is doing something different. No, I'm not. I'm just taking a bunch of different ingredients and making my own recipe. And that is how I make my ingredient and recipe of Ed Stulak. And that's what I encourage others to do too. Don't overthink. Don't think you can't do it. Figure out who else does it. And keep in mind, it doesn't just have to be realtors. That girl that I pointed out before, like, that's actually a girl that I like, look at her stuff. She's into fitness. She's into that stuff. But her content, on point. When it comes to promotions, on point. And I'm like, that's what I'm going to do when it comes to my promoting, right? For example, this suit, this is my tailor. When I go to promote him, boom, first of all, I have my Instagram handle on the inside.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Different.
And then I have his name on the inside, right, too. So, boom, how can I do that? How can I promote this differently? Well, if I can't think of content to create around this, I look at her. How does she do it? Ah, she did it. Okay, cool. Same. Let's do it. Don't overthink. Content is all around us. And you said it before. Content is king. However, community is emperor. And that's what I say. Content is king, but community is emperor. How can you go ahead and engage with your community to have them love you and support you more and more and more? You reaching out to me, asking me to be on your podcast, that goes to show that you would love and support me. I want to make sure I love and support you too. This is how we build community. You're part of the community. I'm part of yours now too, right? Yeah. This is how we grow. Because now I know Sean, right? You're in Penn State. You went to Penn State. Now you have
brother. Company.
Now you're in my community. Now you're on my radar. Same thing versus with me, right? But we got to give love and support to one another. That's how you grow at the end of the day. And at that point, doesn't so much matter what kind of content that you always post. It's because your community is going to say, I don't give a shit what he posts. I love him.
Yeah.
Here's my like. Here's my caption. Here's my comment.
100%.
That's what we do with Gary Vee. Am I wrong? If we see Gary Vee post something, I don't care what he posts. Double tap.
Like, yeah.
It's done.
Doesn't matter if you still – listen, I'm a fucking Eagles fan to the death of me, you know. I have photographers in Dallas and all the other ones. You know, like, I have a location in Boston, right? Like the Celtics, they swept the Sixers. They were given – yeah, they were busting my chops at the end of it. Gary Vee's a Jets fan. Do I care about the Jets? No, I freaking hate him. My best friend's a Jets fan, but the Jets suck. But hey, either way it is. There was a cool thing on LinkedIn. I don't know if you saw it, but the VaynerMedia for Pepsi, they made someone's backyard into like a little tailgate thing. So they had like, they literally paved the driveway, made it like they had, like they were, had the whole RV throwing footballs. It was amazing. I definitely got to send you when this is over. But the biggest thing is, and I think some Chinese emperor said this a long time ago, but it's, you know, what I'm doing, like you just said, is not reinventing the wheel. It's just taking my predecessors and what people have done, you know, before me and using that to my benefit. And like you said, taking, you know, oh, post over here, taking, maybe some, you know, content over here, maybe their idea over here, and you mash it into you. And then you also need to take your own personal spin off of things, because if I wanted to be, you know, Conor McGregor, Sean Boyle is one of the most Irish teams you could think of, right? I would definitely want to, you know, emulate Conor, but I can't be the, you know, Conor McGregor. I can only be Sean Boyle. So you need to find that good balance beam of taking everyone's content, but also being your own person. And that's going to be the thing that is enticing to people, is just what stands out about you. Is it that you're, you know, very persuasive? Is it you're some crazy guy? Like, I know people who I've went to college with who make content now that are, you know, they're like powerlifters, and that's their gig. You know, they own gyms now, and they're crazy guys, but they get a lot of love for being that funny, crazy guy at the gym. For me, I want to be known as just like a good, solid, decent business owner who's looking to provide value and, you know, that might be cliche, but I want to put a, you know, I'm a very un-PC person, you know, I, at the core of me, I don't like this whole PC world. I mean, I don't care if you're right, left, or somewhere in between. It's just, I'm very transparent. I'm going to say exactly what I mean and mean what I say. And I was just talking to some guy, Khalif, at like 9 o'clock this morning. We had coffee over at the Green Line Cafe. Awesome guy, but I told him straight up, I'm like, dude, you know, you're running a great startup in terms of, you know, just being a realtor in Philadelphia. I can help you grow. Like the photographer and the content you're using right now sucks. I mean, no offense to this guy you're using, it's great, but I could emulate and I could provide so much more value than this guy's doing at a cheaper price too. So it's like, what are you going to do? You know what I mean?
Of course. Yeah.
So I want you to touch on that a little bit. Like if let's just say, you know, someone's brand new to the game. I have a lot of friends that are going to become real estate investors and get their own license. You know, if I'm trying to really, I guess, like in terms of tactics and strategies, what would you say to really like focus and build that game plan? Is it you would just start combing social media and saying, hey, you know, like different hashtags for different things and just start to build that game plan some other way? Or is this like one person? Like, how'd you really start out and to learn how to learn, so to speak, you know?
Just by implementing. You gotta just try. It's a lot of trial and error. It's very cliche, but you probably hear this from everyone, right? You gotta try and figure out what works and what doesn't. It's a lot of split testing, a lot of ABCD, a lot of ABCDG.
Down the alphabet to Z,
Whole freaking alphabet, man. And until you finally figure out what that last final piece is that helps you craft your brand into what it is that is gonna make you known for you. So that kind of took me some time. You know, I started this thing 10 years ago. I didn't buy a following. I didn't just buy it just to, you know, feed my ego, which a lot of people do. It's wrong. You want to make sure that you're getting a following, the right one to your fit. So sure, I have 45,000 followers. Doesn't mean anything. You might have 500 followers that are so loving and supportive of you that they're going to be better than my 45, whatever that I have. It doesn't matter.
It's more fulfilling, right?
That person that has a million followers doesn't mean they're real. Doesn't mean that they're all going to buy into the brand. It looks nice. Yeah, it's a nice shiny little object, but is it actually true? You don't know. So you want to make sure you build a relevant following. So I had to figure out how to build my relevant following. And I also had to figure out how to build that following that is going to love me for who I am. So I get people that follow me daily. I get people that unfollow me daily. And you know what? I appreciate them both. Because those that don't follow me, don't want to follow me anymore, you know what? Thank you so much. Obviously, you're not a fan of what I do. That's totally fine. Thank you for the love that you've given me. And that is all that we can go for. Those that join my journey, obviously join it for a reason. They want to get something out of me. So I also got to keep that in mind. People, if they follow you, you want to make sure that, again, this is giving them love and support back. So if they go and take the time to follow you, no, you don't have to go and follow them. However, reach out to them. Thank you for the follow. I appreciate it. Anything I can do for you today? Oh my God. You like the responses I get, and they're fun. It's so funny. Look, I'll give you an example right now. Ready? Watch. I'll go on Instagram, for example.
I'm sure you got a bunch.
It's always something, right? My internet is slow today. Never mind. But I go on Instagram and I see some follower that just follows me. I'll pull out my phone. I'll be like, what's up, Matt? You know, how are you? I see that you're out in South Carolina. How's the weather out there? How's the market? You know, pleasure to connect. Let me know if you need anything. Please, you know, thanks for the follow again. Talk soon. All of a sudden, that guy's like, shit. Like, he just invested 5 seconds of his time to say that to me? That's amazing. And again, it does not matter if you have thousands of followers or maybe five. You reaching out personally is a huge thing. So that's why I'm telling you this whole thing, is because that is what I realize people love. And that's what helps me grow even more, is because when you give love and attention to those that give love and attention to you, same thing, they're going to love that. This is how communities grow. I just said it before. Content is one thing, but community is another. Community. So that's what I realized over the few years, is that people love to be seen and heard. When I do an IG live, for example, right? Even if five people tune in, but I see Sarah tunes in, I'm like, Sarah, what's up? All of a sudden, Sarah's like, holy shit, he just mentioned me. Like, tell me you don't feel that way when you go on an IG live and someone mentions you. Like, it doesn't matter if it's your buddy, if it's your best friend, if it's someone complete stranger, or maybe it's Brad Pitt or God knows, Charli D'Amelio from TikTok. Like, if they mention you, all of a sudden you're like, what the hell? Like, that spotlight just hit me. Like, that feels phenomenal. People love that. Why would they not remember you? This is what I cannot believe in. I can't fathom myself why people don't do this. People literally go on IG Live or go on TikTok Live or do whatever. They don't give any love for people that tune in. Give it to them. Shit. They're giving you attention. They're giving you some time.
Gotta give it back.
Every second spent on your live video, every second spent on a like, a minute that is on your Instagram story, whatever it is, counts for something. The algorithm captures that and reads it. Just like when you go on YouTube and you're watching videos on Gary Vee, every minute you watch, YouTube is like, damn, we got another consumer. All right, check, check, check. Wow, this is great. This guy loves Gary Vee. We're going to give this guy more Gary Vee. And Gary Vee is going to get more exposure now because Gary Vee is bringing people to our platform.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden YouTube is like, let's give Gary some more love. And that is how people start to win. So how can you get people to start tuning into your shit more and more and more and more and more, longer, 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 and then have them constantly tune into your stuff? And then in the meantime, in the back end, Instagram and all these platforms are realizing that people are tuning into your stuff and commenting on your stuff and liking your stuff and DMing you and spending time on your stories. What is Instagram going to do? Give you more exposure. What does more exposure mean? More brand awareness. What does more brand awareness mean? More dollars in your pocket at the end of the day.
Hell yeah.
This is the scientific, like, psychology and formula that I look at. Is how is the end goal going to be reached? Well, it needs to be this. It needs to be that. And then this. And then that. And that's where it starts off. So yeah, giving those 2 seconds or 5 seconds to that person by sending them a DM personal one is going to give me more money down the line. That's how I look at it.
And that's a huge, that's so huge. That's so powerful. That's something that for me, when I first started getting into the social media game, I neglected, right? I was just focused on follower, 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 follower. So what I would do is, like everyone does, go to keyboards, go to their settings. Hey, love this post, follow me. And just like, you know, I would do like, cause no one would really type with a Z. So I would use that like Z and I'd like Z, 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 so that it would copy, hey, follow me, blah, blah. I would do that to thousands of people on a day-to-day basis. You know how many people follow me? Maybe about 1 or 2 per day. If lucky, maybe I'd have 10. What would have worked better is, first of all, not being spammy, but reaching out to them saying, hey, I genuinely love, like if I'm talking about a property, oh my God, I love the video. I love the property. I love the, you know, Italian finishes, you know, I love, oh, the amenities right here. If someone's posting a nice car, oh my God, I love this. There's a great guy, Hone, who I'd love to introduce you to. He's a Philly guy too. He has like his own, you know, kind of course like you do. He's amazing, just like you are. And he was preaching about if you buy, and it's quality over quantity, right? And you don't want to like show off and impress people just for the numbers. If you're going to get a Ferrari, right? Let's say we all have Ferraris, right? We all want to get that dream car. For me, it's an Audi R8. I love that. Not to say Ferrari's a Ferrari. I'm not going to turn it down. You know what I mean? But the teaching is, if you're going to get a Ferrari, you're going to get that because of, you love Italian engineering. You love the sound of it. You love the smell. You just love the feel of it. You don't want to do it to go show off to Joe Schmo on Instagram saying, oh my God, look at my Ferrari. Look at what I have. You know what I mean? And it's the whole thing about reciprocating value. Like I used to go on, you know, my, I would go on IG Live and I would just be talking about whatever life. I'm a huge mixed martial artist. I love that stuff. I love it so much. So I would like do a weekly breakdown of fights and okay, who's going to win this why? And it's tremendous. Every single person who tuned in, it could be one person. I don't care. I'll have a conversation with that person. I'll invite them to join me on live and say, hey, like, let's talk. You know, it's showing that appreciation in time. And I feel like people nowadays, they rely on a computer, and this goes to social media. It can just be going to like an email or if they're doing like cold email. I hate that stuff. And this is something that I learned from, you know, a bunch of different mentors is, you know, when you were a kid, right. And you would get mail all the time. You'd get, you know, birthday cards, whatever, anything, right. You started AOL, your AIM account, not even Gmail, right. We didn't have Gmail at that point. You started the AOL AIM account and you would get an email. I'd be like, oh my God, that's so cool. I got an AIM account. Oh my God. I got a message. That's crazy. You think about it now and you're like, man, I get emails every day, like no big deal, but you get a card in the mail, you get direct mail. It's like, oh my God, that's so crazy. And that's authentic. That's truly authentic. Something that I do with all of my clients is for people like you don't know, I have a bunch of different locations in the United States. Philly is our HQ, but I have locations in Chicago, LA, Miami, Boston area. And although I physically can't be there, I send them gifts. I say, hey, you know, thank you so much, not only for your business, but it was a pleasure working with you. And then I outlined something of the project that I really loved doing because again, I love this stuff. I love real estate like you do, like so many people share this. So if we're working, for instance, we just wrapped a project in Jersey called Paul VI High School. It's a Catholic school in Hattonfield. And it's tremendous. Kathleen Stewart, shout out to her. She's amazing. She's such a beautiful person. I don't know where you are with your religion, but for me, I'm a Catholic man. This is a Catholic school. And it was just so beautiful to see someone emulating our religion in such a fine manner. And it's again, just taking the time out of your day to handwrite that, you know, not even sending it with a, you know, personalized card online, but just literally handwriting it and sending it out with, it just, it hits different. And it truly means that you genuinely care. And not only is that going to be good for, you know, building a good relationship with that person, but now that person thinks, wow, who does that? No one does that nowadays. So I'm going to go back to that person, even though, you know, I might not need it. Maybe, you know, Joe Schmo on the block needs it. He's a realtor. Maybe some other school needs it, you know? So yeah, it opens you up to so many different things. And if you just take, you know, like you said, 5 seconds out of day, make a little video or send them, hey, thanks so much for the follow. I really appreciate it. I see you're in Philly. I see you're in Jersey. You know, let's get coffee sometime. That means so much, man. It means so much. And it's tremendous. I mean, something that I also really wanted to touch on too is your course, because I know you've probably taught, you know, hundreds upon thousands of people already, and kind of just like outline what you teach in that.
Yeah. So I talk a lot about social media, the stuff that we're talking about right now, yeah, but I get a lot of the back end stuff that people really don't hear on a daily basis, don't really see guys like Gary Vee or whoever else talking about, you know, when that comes to algorithms, that comes to content creation, tools that I use, things that are going to help me create content, things that are going to help me get more followers, get more likes, get more engagement, because that stuff matters. I just said it before, right? The algorithm thing, that's a big thing. That was one of the big algorithms I talked about, is time spent on your video, on your content. Every time someone goes on TikTok, for example, this is the latest social media platform, right? TikTok. Yeah. Every time someone watches the video, if they watch it once and then they repeat it and then it repeats again, and trust me, I've been stuck on some videos that I've been repeat like 16 times.
Yeah, right.
TikTok acknowledges that, and they're like, holy crap, why are 10 out of 20 people watching the same video 16 times over and over again? This must mean that there is something interesting, intriguing, attention grabbing, right? What the hell is it? Let's go ahead and test it out with other people. So what does TikTok do? They push that content to the world. Here, let's let the world decide if that's a good content. Because why? When we do that, and TikTok does that, and it exposes that video to the world, right? For you page, right? Just like Instagram has the explore page, yeah, TikTok has the for you page. How do you get on the for you page? By little things like that, creating good content to make people stuck into it, get sucked into it, and then even share it. So I was just on another podcast earlier this morning. I told the kid, I was like, dude, you have to figure out how to create a shareable brand and shareable content. You have to have shareable content. That's one of my videos. So you were talking about my course. I have a course called IGRE, Instagram for Real Estate, IGREcoaching.com. And on the second module, what there is, I talk about creating shareable content, right? For example, the biggest shareable content right nowadays is these quotes. People that are posting quotes, posting things of that sort when it comes to something that's entertaining, educational, valuable. People post that because it inspires them or something. There's something shareable within that message, and people share it. And when people share it, they expose it to their following. And then maybe their following will expose it to, and so on and so forth. Yeah. But creating shareable content is key, 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to, you know, expand off that, it goes really down to storytelling. I mean, what do you ultimately want your brand to be? And, you know, for me, I sucked at storytelling. I was one of these people who
It's not the easiest thing to do. It's really not. And when it comes to like storytelling or something of that sort, it's, you have to figure out what kind of story to tell even in the first place. Like, how do you know what your story is? You don't even know it yourself and can't be consistent with it too. Storytelling is a big part of branding, but you need to know what your brand is about. If you don't know what your brand is, how are you supposed to story tell? So you got to backtrack. The thing I used before, the reverse engineering, you got to reverse engineer. What do you want your brand to look like? And then how do you reverse engineer?
100%, man. And you really have to do some soul searching too, I think, because, you know, we've all been through trials and tribulations. We've all had certain events that lead up to the next. And again, I'd like to share a personal story for you with, I've never told you this, but high school, I just graduated high school, right? Senior year. And I'm like, all right, I have a couple places I want to go to college with. Where am I going to go? I got a call from my dad, and it wasn't a good call. It's probably one of the worst calls I've ever had in my life. He says, "Hey, buddy, I just want to let you know I've been federally indicted by the government, and there's going to be some stuff going on." I'm like, okay, wow. Whatever. So fast forward, he was charged with a couple accounts of mail fraud and wire fraud, I believe, right? Sentenced to, I think, like 78 months in prison, federal prison. And he is actually in Jersey in Fairton right now. Okay. He gets out next May. But I was faced with that senior year of high school. And you got to think, I didn't know what was good. Like, because I chose Penn State as that route, but it was like, what am I going to do? Am I going to go down the path of, because my, like, to give you some, you know, kind of like all the big drinking countries in the world, Ireland, you know, Russia, whatever. My whole family was a bunch of big drinkers, right? They were chain smokers. They love that stuff. So I could have easily fell into the same trap they did of just wasting my life with alcohol and all that nonsense. But I consciously said, you know, what is my story? Because, and Kevin Hart, Joe Rogan talk about that. They talk about the same thing. Kevin Hart says, what's your book look like? You know, because you're faced with a not so good chapter right now. How are you going to follow up with that? Joe Rogan says, you know, you got to be the superhero of your own movie. You think of your life as a movie, you know, what's your superhero need to overcome? And that's so powerful. So what I did, and this is just to inspire people. This isn't, I'm no better. I'm no smarter than anybody else. I just, you really reflect on yourself and make a conscious decision. I want to be better and I want to make this life, you know, movie, whatever book you want to call it, the best that it can be. So how cool would it be? How freaking awesome is it going to be if I turn that around, work my butt off in college, start this company, and, you know, join forces with a great business partner and just continue to, produce great value. Does it hurt? Sure it does. But we've all had stuff going on in life. You know, it happens to the best of us. So to tell that story, it's not easy, but I think it's easier when you can understand and say, you know what, this isn't the best thing. I'm not the best storyteller, but I can methodically walk through what my story is. And, you know, you kind of have to create a fake reality yourself. Say, you know, I want to become this person, not because I'm in love with the money, but I'm in love with the lifestyle that provides with that money, with, you know, seeing a great, you know, building a great family, building, you know, a tremendous network of people that I have at my disposal, and just building those connections, which is so valuable. It's more valuable than I'd say than money is, really. And
of course,
once you can consciously do that, it makes it so much easier to really do. And what we're both doing. So
everyone's got a story. You just got to figure out how to tweak it, tailor it to your audience's fit, but most of all to your fit that you actually want to share on a consistent basis and daily basis. This is your story. You can't change it. It's what it is. You got to own it, work with it.
Yeah. And before we wrap up here, I kind of just wanted to, so if people wanted to, obviously this is going to be one of my biggest episodes. So like, if they are going to get your course, they just go to your website. How would they sign up?
IGRECoaching.com. But before anyone signs up, I want people to reach out to me. I want to see if this course even is for them. If this is not for them, I don't want to sell nonsense to someone. That's not my thing. I want to help. I want to help. And if it doesn't help, don't buy it. That's not my thing. So if I know what your story is, if I know what your true endeavor is in life, and if it is to build a brand, if it is to scale your Instagram, it is to build a following, absolutely reach out to me. And if you want more info, IGRECoaching.com for sure. But Instagram at Ed Stulak. Reach out to me and let's chat that way.
For sure, man. 100%. Well, Ed, it was awesome to hear your story, man. And I cannot wait to see what we come up with in the future. Thank you so much again. And we'll leave it at that. Well, everyone definitely check out Ed. So thank you, brother.
Appreciate it.
100%, man. Take it easy.